Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings, will read the scripture standing, and then I will preach very briefly, and then if I have some time, we're going to pray. 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 1, 1 to 7. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, the place where we dwell with thee is too small for us. Let us go, we pray you, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with your servants. And he said, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came unto Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and he took it. This morning, I preach on the message I titled, Recovering Your Axe Head. God bless you. Have your seat. Recovering your axe head. Recovering your axe head. Recovering your axe head. So because of time, I'm going to split this message into two. There comes a time in the life of every man and every woman where there's a desire to enlarge your space. You have a genuine desire to change locations, to change your story, to improve. Listen to me. There's nothing that is given to a man except that which comes from above, not from abroad, from above. If you are under curses and you run to the US, there will, the demons here will radio the ones there or send them email or fax and say, one of our customers have come to your side, so deal with him. There are certain things that don't really change if you are dealing with curses. When there's a burden upon a man's heart to begin to move into new levels, it is because the place where you are dwelling has become too small for you. I remember when I moved into my house, the house I was living before I moved to the current one, I remember we moved into the house, and where I was living before, it was just a room with bedroom and toilet that also doubled as the kitchen. And I remember, I bought a fridge from Thermocool, 85,000. This is in the year 2008. You see, these things have been expensive, it's not today. And I prayed, gave them a check for 3 months. Because when you get your confirmation in the bank and they give you a current account, you need to look for something to do with that account. It's not just collecting salary. So I decided to go to Thermocool and I strode in. And they said, can you give us a check? I said, why not? And I signed. I'm paying, you know, but the pleasure of signing a check and buying a fridge that I hardly used eventually. Because I paid for the fridge only to remember that we didn't have light. We didn't have light in the area. And my landlord did not want us to use generator. It was one of the conditions. So no generator. And then anytime it rains, thunder strikes the TV. So every Saturday, we go to change the power IC or something. You know what it means to make budget for repairing television every month? He buys the power IC, keeps it, because he knows we are coming. You see, but the room was very tight. It was just myself and Pastor Desmond. But it was very tight. But we were living there in peace and in love. Then one day we decided to move to Bagada. Then when we got there, I said, Pastor Desmond, and I heard echoes in the house. So I now understood all the things we had in the house was mattress, that TV that lightning used to strike, the fridge that never worked, my bucket, my kerosene stove. Some of you don't know that there's something called kerosene stove because it's gas. But by the grace of God, I know what it means to buy kerosene in this Lagos. Some of you do not know that I once lived at Ajegunle. You see, you just look at this fine boy and say, oh, that is, you know, the grace of God. We lived in Ajegunle, and I can tell you what my bed looks like. And I can tell you that you cannot oversleep in Ajegunle because the mosquitoes there are blessed of God. They are blessed. You see, there's a time in your life you just tell yourself, no more. Come on now. You tell yourself, no more. It's time to move. So you look for the money. And then I moved into a bigger place and I realized that all the things I thought I had acquired had become small. That man, that prophet said, he said, this place has become too small for us. We have grown. You don't grow big to manage well. You manage well to grow big. That's why there are some people, no matter what they say, don't borrow them money. Because you are saving your money, you are starving yourself, and you are saving. Somebody just feels like borrowing. And in Lagos, when they say borrow me, what they mean is give me. They don't intend to return. So don't come to me and tell me, man of God, the Lord said I should get. The Lord didn't tell me. I don't. God doesn't tell me those kind of things. Because you are my friend drives a Kia Jeep, and then suddenly he caught a vision to buy a power bike. And then he came to me and said, I want to buy a power bike. I said, I've never driven a Kia Jeep before. I've never had a Jeep. The first Jeep I drove was my neighbor's Jeep when I wanted to repark for him. It's not an issue for me. You see, your country doesn't produce anything, so those things are contraptions. You don't need it. Big car, big problem. But when you get there, you will know. Come on now. I said, when you get there, you will know. When you have to start traveling and you have to come bad roads to preach, you will get a Jeep. It's not status. It's just what it is. It's a car. That guy said, this place has become too small for us. Give us permission. There are seasons in your life, you just know whether you want to lie to yourself or not. You know that where you have overgrown that stage. Are you hearing? And you need to move. You need to move. When you get to those phases in your life, you cannot go into the next season without your axe head. You cannot go into that next season without what? Your axe head. Your axe head is your passport. Nobody wants to know your name. All they want to see is your axe head. Do you know that those prophets, those sons of prophets, you know they ran into trouble? The axe head fell into the water. And the prophet said, the son of prophet said, Master, we borrowed it. When there are certain levels on the matter of your destiny, when David will be able to go in the battle with the anointing of Saul, there are certain levels in your journey with the Lord, you cannot depend on the prayers of your parents. You cannot borrow the axe. You cannot borrow the axe. These are serious matters. Everybody wants to matter in life. Everybody wants to achieve their destiny. But do you know what your destiny demands from you? Are you willing to give it? Are you really willing to make the sacrifice? Because no sacrifice, no destiny. What feels like a 3-bedroom today could suddenly become very small tomorrow. What looks big to you? If you travel to the US and you spend 6 months there, people think, you know, there's something they call nostalgic, what they call that thing. You are in the US, you begin to miss home. It's not your parents you are missing. It's their Eba and Amala. And the way you roll your sleeves under Iketu Bridge and you are eating recklessly. Nobody is asking you, hello, Mr. Frank, hello. Nobody has time. You better order now. That Eba will soon finish. When I came to Lagos, I used to live at Ketu. When I'm coming back from work around 10 p.m., there's one woman under the bridge that I buy Eba from around 10 p.m. You see, because people can come and make you feel like they've always been who they are. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. People won't tell you their stories. And those of us who tell our stories, we look like fools. I, Oluwagbenga, at some point in this Lagos, would come from VI, stop at K2, and there was a day I got there, and the woman said, Eba just finished. I thought about Amala. Say, no, Amala. There's trouble today. Because where I live, there's no food here. I'm even grateful that they allow me sleep. I used to be a squatter. But I said, there's a time in your journey you will tell yourself, no more. And I don't know who is in that category here today. But if you are that person, I came for you. Come on, say amen. What started as a big opportunity became a problem. They went with the intention of expanding, only for them to run into a problem. Even the cutlass that they borrowed fell into the water. If you don't understand what your destiny requires from you, what starts as a blessing can become a curse. And I'm not joking. When I say curse, I don't mean like someone cursed you. It becomes a problem. When you refuse to realize that it is time for you to move on. And that's why I always say to you, in life, there are only three categories of people in your life. They are your yesterday people, they are your today people, and they are your tomorrow people. Every time you refuse to let your yesterday people go, you know, there's something we call korikosun in Yoruba. If I don't see my friend, I won't sleep. The day you die is the day you will know that your friend can't bury you. Keep saying you don't have family. Keep abusing your family. The day you die, your friend will call them. His phone he will use. He has died. Come on, it's at that hospital. They'll go and pick your body. There's a Yoruba proverb like that. Today is not for proverbs. When you begin to find that you are in seasons where you feel like the place where you are dwelling is too small, please understand that that place you are, your current situation, is not the problem. The situation many times is that you have grown inside. You have a bigger vision. You have something telling you there is more. So all of a sudden, everything around you is looking small. It doesn't mean that place is a problem. It only becomes a problem when you refuse to respond in faith to what God is showing you. You never know what the future will bring or you take a step. There are battles you will face, not because you are stagnant, but because you are growing. Come on, are you hearing me? I said there are battles you will face, not because you are stagnant, but because you are growing. So please tell the difference. It is your covenant right. Genesis chapter 9 verse 27. It is your covenant right to expand and to enlarge. Genesis chapter 9 verse 27. It is your covenant right in God to expand, not to always be on one level. It is your right. Whether you get it or not is another matter. For God shall enlarge Japheth. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now, we'll read it again. You put your name. Amen. Now, for God shall enlarge Benga, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Do you know what Canaan is? Canaan is the dreamland of Abraham. Canaan is the USA of those days. Canaan is the UK of those days. Canaan is the place that went to you say, we die here. We are not talking about politicians who send their wives and children abroad and they are here making the National Assembly. We are not talking about them. I said, when you come to Canaan, the kind of place God will discuss with you. My son, I want to send you from the city. You are going to do ministry in Crown Amoda. You are going to touch lives. From Lagos is Canada. I can go back. I'm going. So this is a place God shall enlarge. The key of enlarge the hands of a man. Because some of you are failing because you are looking to man for help. You are looking to yourself for help. You've not seen situations where your boss is angry with you and he's still writing recommend. I was going to get confirmed in my office. My boss refused to confirm me. He said, I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to show you. I just told my friend, who is a Catholic. I said, you go and sleep. Oh, hey, Mary, won't solve this one. Go and sleep. I got home. I was living around Ajaden. I got to the bus stop. And from the bus stop to my house, I trekked. There are some prayers you can't pray in your room. Because you enter your room, you put on DSC. You see, it's not only you ladies that carry handbag filled with shoes. When you are an intercessor, you have bedroom slippers. I'm not talking about palm. Bedroom slippers. You have it somewhere in your car. When you get to a point, you park the car. Now wear slippers. Because this matter, we will pray. We don't know when we'll come back. So you need your legs to be able to move. When I was in the bank, when we closed the office by 6 or 7, or 6, I changed my shoes. I put on bedroom slippers. Not palm, bedroom slippers. Because I know, and I just fly my... You see the shirt, that this shirt is touched. But the person is wearing bedroom slippers. Yikropa, Tayano, Kuzakada. On the way, I don't care who you are. You are my customer, you are on your own. Business, we have closed. This is another one. When you are looking at what is in front of you, this next shift of your life, and you look at what this thing will demand, the prayer time you need to do, you are a lazy man, you can't fulfill destiny. Say, God shall enlarge Japheth. God shall enlarge Japheth. Japheth put himself in a place where God could find him. It doesn't just happen because you come to church. It happens because you understand the terms of the covenant. It happens, he said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. So there are terms and conditions. You may be born again and you may be anointed and frustrated. But you may be anointed and frustrated. Now, listen to me. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 2 to 3, he says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch forth your curtains. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. Listen to me. It is God's desire to enlarge Japheth. It is God's desire to enlarge Japheth. But who will enlarge the place of his tent? Do you understand? It is God's desire to enlarge you. But who will enlarge? You. That prophet said, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge to the degree you have seen in your spirit. That thing you are seeing, that new face you are seeing, that new face you are seeing in your ministry, that new face you are seeing in your life. If you pray from today to tomorrow, but do not enlarge, you will be contracting. There's something you call false labor. The false labor is, you are having bed pants as though you want to. The doctor said, don't worry, it's not time. There are people today who are having false labels. They sense something is around them. But because they are not taught, they don't know what to do. So they are struggling. They are even, some people are even faking it. False labels. Like the place of God. It's a new level you do not see, you cannot get. You must see it. And I'm not just talking about things you see in the flesh. I'm talking about the things the Holy Ghost puts in your heart. They were sacking people in my office some time ago, and people are saying, ah, what's your plan? I said, I'm not leaving. I said, it's not time. When I got this job, I didn't get it because I was looking for a bank job. I got it because by covenant, the Lord said in 2004, while praying in Sokoto in the classroom, he said, I will send you to Lagos, you work in a bank, and you will serve me. I didn't wish for it. I didn't wish it for my enemy. I had my plans ready. The moment I'm done with my NYC, I'm going back to the university for my master's and PhD. had my plan. I wasn't looking. I didn't want a job that somebody just wake up and say, we are not making profit. Then they sack us. I want a job that when we strike, they will still pay us. So I will join ASU. And then I will begin to cry and sing. We no go, Grio, we no go. I said, I thought that man is a man of God. Federal government, we no go, Grio. We no go, Grio. And then when my children say, why? I say, it's your future I'm fighting for. Then I can work till I'm 75. And when others are dying, the money they are paying me alone will not let me die. So I had my plan. Not all these contraptions of wear ID card and speaking Queen's English. Meanwhile, you are from Igbo Efon. Go and look for where it is. Contract. When God says, I will enlarge Japheth, what is the next thing you need to do? You need to begin to clear the space in your around you. What's this? DSTV out. What's this? Budget for clothes out. What is this next season going to take for me? Then you begin to prepare space for them. You tell your sister living with you, we are expecting a baby, go and rent your house. You send her out. Because destiny has no emotions. Some of the things that have trapped many of us is this wanting to be good. It's good to be good. But good is defined by God. It's good to be good. But good is defined by God. Every new season is taken free of through birth pangs, discomfort, determination. That discomfort you are feeling is from God. It's not the devil. It's from God. You see, don't worry. The devil doesn't know you yet. When you become big, they will come for you. I saw on the owner of Facebook, I saw his profile 3 days ago. So person, born 1984. Then I asked myself, before I speak in other tongues, you are a useless person. If you are using your age to chance people, say, don't you know I'm your mate? Oga, stop it. Go and look at Mark Zuckerberg. 84. Some people in my culture, they even say, even if it is one day, I used to signal you, you can't buy it in the market. My brother, stop saying those things. How old are you? Is Stone Age philosophy. Stone Age. Nobody talks about it. When there is a demand upon you, do you even have what it takes to recognize that this is God pulling you? When God is trying to enlarge you, you will experience discomfort. So I just like his spirit. We are not liking spirits here. When we did the flooring of this house, I was the one who stood there. What do you mean? Mama, I've served you. Don't try it. Don't try it, because we'll package you forever now. There are some inheritance you can't get if you are not in a family. When you wake up in the morning, do you tell your dad, mommy, should I sweep? What do you think? Should I sweep the house? I'm telling you why people have forced labor. Mommy, I don't know. What do you think? Should I wash the plate? Go and sleep. It's your school fees you are playing with. You just washed it away. No matter how big you are in Yoruba culture, when you come back to the house and say that, you still prostrate. You may be anything, anywhere. You understand? You may be the president, but when you come home, you still prostrate and greet your dad. You don't say, daddy, it's been a while. Just look at you. Even if you are from Umuahia, Enugu, not Amadiwa, or Afia, Isialangwa. If you want to marry a Yoruba girl, you will prostrate. Say in our area, but why didn't you pick your wife there? You are here, you prostrate. My friend Imakodi married a Yoruba girl. He said he had to pay a fine to his people for making them prostrate, because in their area they don't prostrate. So they fined him. They prostrated, but they find him. You need a combination of bad pangs, discomfort, determination, and specialists to take delivery of a new season. For instance, if you are trying to start a new project, if you are, go to a person who has also started a new project. Do you understand what I'm saying? If, for instance, if you want to start a new church, will you go to a carpenter to ask for advice? You go to a pastor who has started churches before you. You need a combination of discomfort, bedpans, determination. This determination is where many people fail. They think that because God spoke, that it will happen just like that. Specialists. What did the sons of prophet do when they were going to expand, when they wanted to expand? What did they do? Number one, they sought counsel from a mentor. They sought counsel from a mentor. Number two, they got approval from a mentor. This one is what people don't like. I told that brother, he did a very powerful flyer, Apostle ABC Ministry. Then I called him, Apostle, how are you? I said, go and take down that useless flyer from Instagram. Remove it. Then change your name to brother or put pastor. Pastor is still humbling. It's not the title that is my problem. You are a small boy. Go and prove your ministry first. Face persecution. Grow a church to 1,000. Then the thing crashes suddenly and becomes 500. And you are still standing. Hey, show me your scars. Showing your scars is not when you are in church. It's not when you are praying. It's not when you are dancing. It's not when you are rolling on the floor. It's not when you feel comfortable. When you face your giants and you come back with scars on your body and you still say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Aha. Those are your emblems of authority. When your marriage is threatened. When you're about to preach and your wife is saying, so you want to go and deceive them again? Eh? You want to go and deceive them? You know they don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know you. They think to a correct person. My wife, let me leave my wife. My sister said to me, she said, you have a very calm face, but you are mean. I said, Loto. And here was I thinking that I'm one of the most humble people on earth. My sister said, that mean that I could, you would think I'm not looking at you, but I will make up my mind and I'll keep quiet. Meanwhile, my friend at Fadei, he has a very strong face, but he can't fight hand. When you see ministry, like a soldier, but he runs away. Guzemo no fight, more they go. So we are like to what an opposite. In general, but everything at that place when they talk. He doesn't like fight. You see his face. But me, just look at me. How are you? So when you go, I just say, remove him. Remove him. Remove him. Remove him. But I will greet you. Somebody said, it's good because two of us cannot be the same. We will be losing money. You want to buy shoe? For what? Where is the last one you bought? Where is it? Right? There's nothing wrong with it. I use shoe for 5 years. What are you buying? What's this? Eh? No. There's no budget for it. See, anyone who sees you go, to say be a better person. My calling is not to be a better person. It's not. There are things, as far as my destiny is concerned, I know they are not important. They are good, though, but they are not important. Somebody blessed me with iPhone 11 Pro Max. I've waited to record that phone. I said, I don't need it. I'm not on Kutio. I don't need it. This iPhone X, I've not finished using it. I will use it till it packs up. Somebody asked me to say, Pastor, would you like to sell your phone to me? I say, something's wrong with your head. Do you know how much they are selling this phone?
I think it's that Comta Village you are talking about. This is iPhone X.
They got approval. My time is up. They got approval. Don't go to a mentor when you are not ready to hear advice. Don't go. You already know what you will do, and you are asking me, why are you talking to me? Just do what you want to do now, and we'll thank God for you. I sat with people for 3 hours as a pastor. 3 hours. I've used my credit to call a particular brother and his wife for 3 hours. They already knew what they were going to do. So now when you come here, I will recommend one of my messages. Go and listen first. Go and listen. Then when you listen, if you still have the problem, call me. Those ones that will come to you like they are ready to listen to you, they have made up their mind. They know they will still marry that girl. They know. They know. They know. Isioma, they know it is that Isioma, that no matter what pastor say, na lie. Is your name Isioma? Ah. So, I realize that one of my ministry is not advising people. I will ask you, what do you want? From now, what do you want? Oh yeah, let's pray. Because last time I spoke to you, 3 hours, and I called you with my credit. You still went ahead and followed the Isioma. Don't just ask for counsel. Get approval. Get approval. Very important. Don't just ask for counsel. Don't just get approval. If possible, carry your mentor along. You started a bakery, or you started a fast food, or you did something. It is not only the day you have problem that you'll be calling somebody. Ah, Ogami at the top. I say, make I greet you. How far? Then he will ask you, how is your business? Abi? Then he say, ah, we are fine, but this is the challenge. You say, do 1, 2, 3. Bam. That's it. It's not when you have problems. I'm telling you why many people don't pick your calls again. You won't know. You will think they are praying. They are not praying. They are running from your wala. When you are talking to a mentor, go straight to the point. Some people will call you, Pastor, good morning. How are you? I'm fine. Then they will keep quiet. Ah, what's this? You will not be the one saying, so ask your wife. Ask your children. Ask your... You will not talk, turn me to a talking machine. Then after greeting for 10 minutes, you will not say, actually, what? Actually, you may not know. God may call Paul, but God will not approve Paul. He will use Peter. You may not know. I'm telling you how not to abort the place of mentors, specialized nurses. There are some nurses that cannot go into the labor room. There are some that by their training, they enter the labor room. They can even take delivery without a doctor. I preached a message on Wednesday. Many of you did not listen to it. Go and get the message and listen. It's not for my voice, so it's for you. Go and download it on Mixlr or go to my YouTube page. Go and listen to it. I finished the message on Friday. Go and listen to it. Let me skip a lot of things. When you begin to experience crisis as a result of doing the things that God has put in your heart, whether it's ministry, whether it's a business, whatever it is, you have the permission to call your fathers, your spiritual fathers, your mentors, because you carried them along from the first place. In crisis, your fathers will be there. Number 5. The sons of the prophet, they cut down the beams. You must realize that your quest for expansion requires skill and expertise. Your quest for expansion requires skill and expertise. Listen to me. If you want to pray for a particular project, and please hear me now. If you want to pray for a particular project that you want to start in 1 month's time, and you want to put in 2 hours of prayer every day, if you don't know how those of us are doing it, you will just be sweating, you will die. So we wake up early in the morning. Before we go to work, we'll pray 30 minutes. Oh my God, my time is up. We'll pray 30 minutes or 45 minutes. Then in the night or in the evening, when we close from work, in the traffic, we start praying another 30 minutes. So we can be doing that. Then maybe before we sleep, we'll pray again. We hit 2 hours.
Then, and that is the only thing we are praying about. We can do it for 30 days. So when I come out and tell you that this particular project, we invested 60 hours. Believe me. But you have not learned how to pray 2 hours on your own. You now want to start suddenly. How now? Expertise, skill. You want to start a business? Go and look for somebody that has done it before. I've been in the bank for over 10 years, and I will tell you some things free of charge. If you are an accountant and you have not done your professional exam, ACCA, ICAN, and you come to me, I will tell you, don't do ICAN, do ACCA. I will tell you free of charge. There's nothing wrong with ICAN, but if you are thinking global, do ACCA. Because if you go to the UK, Canada, and say, I have ICAN, they just say, what's that? What's that? They don't know. They don't, at the airport, they will return you. But you do something, you say, I ACCA. Everybody, including the one that didn't go to school, knows ACCA. CBAP, Certified Business Analyst Professional. There are certain things that even the dumbest person in Canada knows. Everything, CIPM, Association of Nigerian Secretaries, Welders Association of Nigeria, Bagada Branch. All those contractions, you have localized your destiny. Come on now. Are you hearing me? When I begin to preach in the U.S., I will go and listen to them again. Even right now, I listen to them because I know I'm still going to preach them. I don't want to get them. They will say, sorry, is it perfect? Don't worry, I'll come ready. I won't go to the U.S. and be speaking Yoruba there. I would have mastered it. Guest specialist. Your destiny requires skill. It requires expertise. The Lord may open the door for you. But if you get to the interview hall and they realize that you don't have what it takes, there's nothing they can do. They will ask you to go. Finally, when the sons of the prophet had a challenge and the beam fell into the water, they were able to analyze the problem. They came to the prophet and said, the beam has fallen, and they described the place. The problem, the challenge of and problem analysis is one thing you must master and you must overcome. Because sometimes, even spiritually, you can be having a challenge. When the pastor asks, what is wrong with you? You can't talk. When you go to the doctor won't say, Milika Mori Kapakata, he will say, what is wrong with you? If you're not into it, where body they pay you? The doctor will ask you. You won't say because he has PhD in oncology and thrombolysis and mentalias. That doesn't mean anything. If you tell me you can't breathe well, and you are sneezing, and you can't smell color, you can't smell water, you can't, I say, it's COVID-19. Meanwhile, it's just ordinary malaria. But because you saw COVID-19 on the TV, you now copy the symptoms. You now came to the doctor and say, this is what's wrong with you. You say, arrest him. It's COVID-19. Accurate problem diagnosis. Very important. How many of you believe that where you are is too small for you and you need to expand? Believe it? You believe it? Let's just take one prayer point. I've proposed in my life, in 2021, there is a category of people I will stop dealing with, time wasters. I don't care who you are, even if you are the Virgin Mary, I don't care who you are. Even if your name is Brother Jesus Muhammad, I don't care who you are. If you're a time waster, I won't associate with you. Because my destiny matters. And then it occurred to me that I have only one life to live. I cannot allow time wasters to pull me down. I can't be wasting my time with people who like talking, but they don't do anything. You are going to cry out to God with holy anger. You are going to say, my Father, my God. Now you are going to pray violently. My Father, my God. In the name of Jesus, as I begin to pray, enlarge my course. Enlarge my course. Enlarge my course. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 Enlarge my course. Enlarge my course. Everyone. Lord, let there be a release of enlargement. Let there be a release of enlargement. Let there be a release of enlargement. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of enlargement. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of enlargement. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of enlargement. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, if you are here and you are not born again, that is the first place to start from. Or if you are backsliding, repentance is the first place to start from. And right there where you are standing, if you are in that category, I want you to commit afresh to the Lord. You see, the thing with being, you can come up. The challenge with being backsliding is that people may not know. They will be looking at you with the knowledge they already have of you. But you know that you are falling. Some of the stress that we have accumulated in our lives is only because we got involved with things that God didn't approve of. I speak over your life. Everyone, as many of you that can hear my voice, this is your season of enlargement. Whatever territories have been taken away from you, you will recover all. You will recover all this week. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.